Hello, I'm Richard Matthew.
And I'm Ree Chakraborty.
And in this part of the Chatterbox, we will have further news from the Norwich Evening News, updates from the Information Desk, and our second feature, in which Derek James remembers the once grand City Station in Norwich.
These houses look nothing like nothing else in the UK, and the people living in the neat row of new builds in Norwich's Goldsmith Street love their new homes. Experts believe this development could prove to be the blueprint for the social housing of the future. The City Council, builders and architects worked in unison to create 105 homes in Goldsmith Street, inspired by the Victorian terraces of the nearby Golden Triangle, but with the eco-benefits of a futuristic living space. And now the project is up for a prestigious architecture award. But what is it actually like to live there? Once the bulldozers left, a tight-knit community grew on this leafy street where gardens are full of flowers and the amenity spaces have neat grass and plants. Goldsmith Street has become a busy little neighbourhood. These new-build homes were required to be super energy efficient. Developers copied the model of Passive House, which is cheaper to run, conserving energy for heating and cooling. But it does mean there are no drafty letterboxes on the front doors. The timber-framed homes have insulation pumped into an airtight membrane to prevent heat loss. With triple glazed windows, they are also kitted out with a mechanical ventilation heat recovery system, essentially a duct which comes into the building with a fan blowing fresh air in and out, with the duct with a fan blowing stale air out. And now the success of Goldsmith Street has been sealed.
Residents in a Norwich suburb can air their views about a potential new sensory garden. Cossey Town Council is looking into developing a special outdoor area for the community. It's appealed for opinions on the idea on its Facebook page. Town Councillor Gary Blundell, who lives on Kestrel Avenue, said the authority was all for a sensory garden. He said, "We want to look at different places where it could go. Hopefully, over the next 2 months, we'll have more detail. If someone has an idea, they can speak to us and we can take it to the council." Mr. Blundell added that any garden proposals would be discussed at future town council meetings. One of the comments on the council Facebook page from a member of the public read, "Cossey is a great community and deserves something like this."
The developers behind a £90 million revamp of a former Norwich shoe factory are hoping refined plans will overcome concerns from heritage watchdogs about the mooted transformation. Detailed plans for the shoe quarter development on the St Mary's worksite off Duke Street were submitted to Norwich City Council in March, with applicant Our Place saying it would create more than 150 new homes and 500 jobs. City Hall's planning committee had granted outline permission in January last year, but the finer details needed approval. The plans would see the area, including the former Sexton, John and Everard shoe factory, transformed with 152 new homes, a hotel, shops and office space. The developers say 500 jobs would be created through new employment spaces, including co-working office space, workshops, studios and incubator space, where small growing companies can start up. However, heritage watchdog Historic England, which triggered a government call-in for the Anglia Square redevelopment plans, had concerns. To quote, "We continue our dialogue with officers and key stakeholders to create a mutually beneficial scheme that Norwich can be proud of."
One of the most striking landmarks of a Norwich park could soon be transformed into a place for disadvantaged children to learn the arts. The Grade 2 listed Quadrant Pavilion has stood in the heart of Eaton Park since the 1920s, but in recent years much of the buildings have gone largely unused. Now, Art for Youth, a non-profit organisation that offers art classes to children free of charge, has applied to transform one of the former changing rooms of the pavilion into its new headquarters. Currently based at Wensum Community Centre, the group is hoping that the park will be able to provide them a permanent home of their own in an ideal setting to nourish creativity. And now for Information Desk.